Hello there, it's me again, Daisy. In the next talk, in this one, I'm going to have a look at specifically at the suit of swords, what they represent, and exploring the power of thought and how it's reflected in a tarot deck. All right, so in ancient Greek philosophy, as I mentioned in the previous recording, there were the four elements: earth, air, fire, and water. And those four elements were believed to represent the basic constituents of all nature and all human existence, the building blocks of the universe. In a tarot deck, we have four suits. Each of the four suits is believed to represent one of those four elements. The suit of swords represents air, which represents intellect, communication, and the realm of thought. The suit of wands or staves represents the element of fire, which represents passion, energy, and transformation. The suit of cups represents the element of water, which in turn represents emotions, intuition, and the depths of the subconscious. And the suit of pentacles or coins represents the element earth, which represents stability, grounding, and the physical realm. I'll be talking in more detail about the other suits, their elements, and their unique energies in other recordings, but here let's begin with the swords. The sword suit, aligned with the element of air and with the air signs Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, reflects the power of thoughts, ideas, and intellectual pursuits. Air, characterized by its intangibility and invisibility, corresponds to the realm of the mind, to ideas, intangible, and the faculty of reasoning. The energy of the swords offers the potential for clarity, insight, and mental agility, all of which are pretty vital, we can agree, but they are not the be-all and the end-all. When we describe something as nothing more than hot air, we're dismissing it. We mean it's nothing more than pretense. Thoughts are only thoughts, after all. They're not real. And yet they can fool us and distract us. They can torment us, and they often do. Sometimes, often, we give them too much power. In a reading, sword cards can often represent darker and more challenging situations because, as we all know, our thoughts can lead us to the darkest places. They can be our greatest enemy. They can also, of course, be our greatest friend. I'm going to take a closer look at each of the sword cards now, one by one, and examine how that card reflects or distorts the energy of the suit. As I mentioned previously, I'm going to be referring to the Rider-Waite deck. The images are easily found online. It might be interesting to look at them as we go. But then again, is an actual deck easily available online, and I highly recommend investing in one if you haven't already. The Ace of Swords features a hand emerging from a cloud, holding a single upright sword. The crown and laurels that hover above the sword represent victory. The Ace of Swords speaks of the inception of new ideas and breakthroughs. Like all the aces, it offers up the essence of its suit as a gift from the divine. The Ace of Swords speaks of the arrival of clarity in difficult situations and also, perhaps, of the arrival of unwelcome but necessary realizations. It symbolizes the seed of pure thought and the potential for intellectual triumph. It can also symbolize, more literally, the act of cutting, surgery, for example, or the severing of a relationship. This has little or nothing to do with the element of air or the power of intellectual thought. I mention it because it's helpful to remember at this early stage that the card's meanings and energies will alter depending on their context. And although I think it's important to learn the core meanings and energies of each individual card, interpretation is always fluid. When reading the cards, this won't be the first time I say it, context is everything. In the Two of Swords, a blindfolded woman sits, arms crossed defensively across her chest, hands holding two swords. This card represents decision-making, or the lack of it, and the need to balance conflicting choices. The figure looks stubbornly closed to new ideas or suggestions. This card often appears to describe a stalemate which has arrived as a result of someone's stubbornness. The blindfold symbolizes the importance of having the courage to look at things with an open mind. The crossed arms symbolize the importance of having the courage to look at things with an open heart. The calm sea in the background signifies emotional stability, and the moon represents intuition. The Two of Swords reminds us to find equilibrium between intellect and emotion, and not to be closed to our intuition. Above all, not to be narrow-minded. The Three of Swords portrays, against a stormy backdrop, a heart pierced by three swords. The card embodies heartache, sorrow, and the shattering of mental illusions. The storm clouds symbolise emotional turmoil, while the raindrops represent tears and the release of pent-up emotions. The Three of Swords serves as a reminder that excessive rationality can prevent us from finding the space we need to feel our emotions and to heal. The card reminds us that sometimes we need to let go of mental defences and to let the pain into our hearts. The better to deal with the pain, accept it, and move on through it. The Four of Swords features a figure lying on a stone slab, or possibly a tomb, hands folded in prayer. This card signifies introspection, rest, and respite from mental activity. The stone slab represents stability, offering a calm space for rejuvenation. And the suspended swords symbolise mental challenges and burdens that need to be temporarily set aside. This card is about being kind to yourself, giving your mind a rest and allowing yourself time for recovery. Sorry. The Five of Swords depicts a figure standing victoriously amidst defeated opponents, with swords scattered on the ground. This card represents conflict, disharmony, cruelty, and selfish motivations. It describes a dirty fight and a Pyrrhic victory. The front figure's posture and facial expression suggest a lack of empathy or consideration for others. The turbulent sky signifies the aftermath of a battle, while the figure's isolated position symbolises loneliness, the loneliness that comes with victory gained through dishonourable means. The Five of Swords warns us against the destructive side of intellectual processes and reminds us to keep a sense of perspective in the battle of life. The Six of Swords portrays a male figure in a small boat, ferrying a woman and child across turbulent waters toward a calmer, distant shore. The boat symbolises transition, moving away from troubled times towards calmer times. The seated figure's hunched body suggests reflection and contemplation. There's a hint of melancholy to this card, also a sense of moving forward to a better place, taking with you the cargo of lessons learned. The distant land represents a brighter future and newfound clarity. The Six of Wands emphasises the power of mental resilience, adaptability, the ability to navigate through challenging situations, and the importance of learning through experience. Which brings us to the Seven of Swords. The Seven of Swords features a figure sneaking away. He's carrying five swords in a haphazard sort of a way, while leaving behind two swords which remain planted in the ground. This card warns against deceit, trickery, and dishonesty. The figure's stealthy posture suggests secrecy and hidden motives, but also audacity, suggests acting quickly and boldly, perhaps being a bit slapdash, of not doing what people expect of you and of getting away with it. The Seven of Swords reminds us that not everything is always as it seems, and that trickery may be afoot. Other people are clever and they can be sly just as we can. It encourages us to stay sharp. The Eight of Wands portrays a blindfolded and bound figure surrounded by eight swords. This card symbolises self-imposed limitations, feelings of entrapment and a restricted mental perspective. The blindfold signifies a closed mind, while the bound hands suggest an apparent inability to take action, and yet the feet are unbound. This figure could free herself if only she freed her mind. There is potential for liberation. The swords surrounding the figure represent mental challenges and restrictive thought patterns. The Eight of Swords challenges us to break free from self-imposed mental barriers, encouraging us to open our minds to new possibilities and perspectives. The Nine of Swords depicts a figure sitting up in bed in the dead of night, tormented by the activities in his mind. Nine swords hang on the pitch black wall behind him. Not surprisingly, this card represents anxiety, worry, and troubled thoughts. The figure's posture reflects inner turmoil and distress, while the dark knight symbolises the depths of his despair. The Nine of Swords prompts us to calm down. It reminds us that thoughts are only thoughts and that we should try to step back from them rather than allow them to engulf us. It reminds us that nothing much is ever quite as bad as our minds might be telling us it is at 4 o'clock in the morning. In the Ten of Swords, we witness a figure lying face down on the ground, with 10 swords piercing his back. This card represents the dramatic conclusion of a painful mental cycle. The dark and desolate landscape evokes a sense of finality. However, the rising sun in the distance hints at the promise of new beginnings and the potential for transformation. The Ten of Swords teaches us that even in the darkest moments of the mind, there is always the possibility of renewal and rebirth. It reminds us of the resilience of the human spirit and that what may seem in our mind to be a drastic and terrible end is also, of course, a new beginning. Which brings us to the Court cards, the cards in a suit that represent people and personality traits. First, we have the Page of Swords. He is young, of course. All the pages are young. He embodies youthful curiosity, lively intellect, and a thirst for knowledge. In the Rider-Waite tarot deck, this card shows a young figure holding a sword, gazing intently and somewhat watchfully into the distance. The windswept landscape signifies the element of air, representing the swift nature of his thoughts and his mental agility. The page's alert stance speaks of a search for fresh perspective and an eagerness to explore new intellectual territories. The Page of Swords has a quick and watchful mind. He encourages us to embrace curiosity, engage in open-minded learning, and to seek intellectual growth. He also warns us not to use our quick minds as a weapon for spite. The Knight of Swords symbolises ambition, assertiveness in the pursuit of intellectual goals, verbal arguments, and a hot temper. He might represent a situation or an individual that uses words and ideas as weapons. The card depicts a knight charging forward on a white horse, holding a raised sword. The knight's armour symbolises protection and strength in the face of mental challenges. He's certainly confident. The white horse represents purity and spiritual aspirations. He certainly feels he's in the right. The turbulent clouds in the background suggest, as it did with the younger page, the swift nature of his thoughts and the power of mental agility. The Knight of Swords encourages us to harness our mental energy, to take decisive action and pursue our intellectual ambitions, but not to rush into verbal arguments. The Queen of Swords embodies the integration of intellect and compassion. This card portrays a regal figure sitting on a throne, holding a sword upright and looking directly ahead. The Queen of Swords exudes a sense of wisdom, clarity, and unbiased judgment. In the Rider-Waite deck, the bird in the sky above her represents the ability to see things from a higher perspective. The cloudy background beneath her throne suggests the presence of intellectual challenges that the Queen has overcome and risen above with grace and wisdom. The Queen of Swords reminds us of the power of discernment and the importance of balancing intellectual acumen with empathy and compassion. She can often represent a woman of maturity who has been through a lot and processed her experience with intelligence and wisdom. And finally, we have the King of Swords. The King, because the structure of the tarot deck is a tiny bit old-fashioned, represents the pinnacle of intellectual authority and wisdom. This card portrays a figure seated on a throne, holding a raised sword with a firm grip. The King's posture exudes confidence, authority, and the mastery of the intellectual realm. It also, I think, exudes a slight coldness, a lack of emotional engagement. In the real world, the King of Swords can often represent a professional who relies on his or her brain, a lawyer, for example, or an academic, or a man, and sometimes a woman, who is clever, but who is emotionally inaccessible. So the sword suit in tarot represents rational thought and intellectual acuity. but it can bring with it plenty of darkness, the darkness which arises from overthinking, excessive analysis, and the undervaluing of intuition, instinct, and feeling. When the energy of the swords becomes unbalanced, it can lead to a lack of empathy, emotional detachment, and a tendency to prioritise logic over anything else. It can also lead to a lot of anguish. When a querent turns over a lot of swords in a reading, the message is very clear. Stop thinking so much. Balance is everything. While intellect and reason play vital roles, of course, the sword suit and the anguish it carries with it reminds us to make space for our emotions, to listen to our hearts and embrace the wisdom of our intuition. By cultivating emotional intelligence alongside intellectual acumen, we can navigate the world with more harmony. The sword's energy equips us with the tools to overcome challenges, find truth, and to foster intellectual growth. But remember, our intellectual tools are by no means the only tools in the box.